Hello, everyone, and welcome back to SCADcast. Thank you for joining us. I'm Matt Nickley. In 2019, Paula Wallace presented Cynthia Rowley with one of SCAD's highest honors, the Etoile Award. The Etoile is a tribute to the brightest stars of fashion, style, and design. It recognizes trend-setting, innovative leaders for their monumental contributions in their field. Rowley is the ideal recipient of such an award. She has consistently mesmerized the fashion world with her designs and spontaneous spirit since the early 1980s. As an artist, she believes in diversity of study and an appreciation of all disciplines to pull inspiration from. It's that character and wealth of information that allows designers like Rowley to surprise themselves and eventually all of us. To Rowley, fashion is an adventure, and those who wear her garments are encouraged to live fully in them. She's appeared as a guest judge on 24-Hour Catwalk, America's Next Top Model, Project Runway, and Design Star. She also has a podcast of her own titled Ageless. Rowley co-hosts Ageless with her daughter Kit, and the two explore fashion, business, wellness, and motherhood through their shared passion for adventure. So let's dive right in with Cynthia Rowley. From SCADcast, this is On Creativity, a conversation between Paula Wallace and Cynthia Rowley.
Well, I mean, I kind of want to talk about my regret that I didn't get to go to SCAD when I was
younger. One thing that people like about SCAD is that we do have so many disciplines, so you can, just like I saw you light up when the student was asking about sustainability and about collaboration. And I think because we have like so many different majors here, you know, it does make that possible that you can specialize, but you can also, you know, join forces with one of your friends from another major.
Well, I just think there's so much information at our fingertips now. And so as a creative person, how could you ever just choose one discipline? So I think a school like SCAD that you can sort of dip into filmmaking, dip into packaging design and fashion, and, you know, be able to then create your own, you create your own discipline, your own creative force in incorporating all of that. I think it's really like the modern way, like the idea of having to choose just one thing. Nobody wants that.
No, boring life, right?
I could never, and that's what is innovation, is taking, you know, little bits and pieces from all these things and making your own world then. Yeah.
But you must have a great instinct too, because you see everything that's out there and then you devise something that is uniquely you and right for you.
I mean, I have to say, I my whole career, I always felt like a little bit of an outsider. Like I didn't quite fit in all the time. And I always just wanted to do my own thing. And and it was hard, like the old paradigm for the fashion industry was, you know, you would show a, make a collection, show a collection, then the buyers would come and the editors would come and you'd have to like, you know, cross your fingers, oh, please, oh, please. And then, you know, like the, there were so many filters and the process was so attenuated, really, you know, it was so fractured that now, you know, to have... to be able to have an omni-channel business where you can literally, the other day I was like, what was I thinking about? We were like yoga mats, you know, how come we haven't made yoga mats? Because we're doing some events in our stores and stuff. And then we were like, okay, boop, boop, boop. You know, like you just put it together, design it. And then now we have, you know, hundreds of yoga mats coming into the stores just for fun, like for one activation. And, you know, just to be able to have an idea and be able to make it a reality is the greatest creative satisfaction. So, and then to be able to share it with your audience because there are no filters. You know, it's, I always used
to feel... It's very direct.
I used to always feel like, Oh, they never want the cool stuff. You know, nobody wants the like really special stuff. And now I'm just like, just going to do it.
Yeah. Well, it's your business. With your name on it, you can do it. You have designed so many different things, everything from product design, like surfboards and Band-Aids to fashion. What's the difference in product design and fashion design for you?
Well, that's funny that you said that, because like for me, Band-Aids and surfboards go together.
Well, there's in the my shade, world. Same shape, right?
Well, also like, oh, yeah, I always have, yeah. The way I surf.
I was wondering about that. Like, how do you manage that?
No, I think there should be no boundaries. That's mm-hmm. the whole thing. Like mm-hmm. what makes it, first of all, I don't feel like, I never have felt like I had some special fashion design skill. It was always like, I just liked creating things. And, you know, in the beginning, it happened to be fashion. It happened to
be
clothes.
But it could be
anything. But it was never like, I wanted that life of a fashion designer, draping fabulous, you know, silks. And, you know, that was never my motivation. It was always just the creative process. So I really almost sometimes forget that I have to do a collection, because I'm like, oh, I want to do this, and I want to do this, and I want to do, you know, and I just think there should be no difference the way, and also the idea, like it, a million years ago when I did Target, like to me it was like the idea that you can add value to something just by making it look good mm-hmm. or look pretty or look beautiful without adding cost, just by making it a good design. That was like a really, you know, sort of frying pan over the head moment for mm-hmm. me, where I was like, you know what, why hasn't anyone done a pink garden hose or a baby blue Weber grill mm-hmm. or, you know, like mm-hmm. all the things that round beach towels so you just turn your body. Like, why hasn't anyone done a lot of that stuff? And so to be able to just have that idea, that seemed more creative. Like, it's conceptual and visual at the mm-hmm. same time. And also where art and commerce meet is mm-hmm. also, I think, a really exciting place, as well as, you know, beauty and functionality. And I think a lot of those mashups and those that idea of taking two disparate ideas and putting them together is where you can find innovation and creativity.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah. And so I've heard you're a pathological optimist.
Oh, I thought you were going to say pathological liar.
Optimist. You said you're a pathological optimist.
No, I am a pathological. No, so, but all of a sudden, I don't know why. Like, see, that's my imposter problem. Where I'm like, oh no, she figured it out. I'm an imposter. So, I heard you're a pathological liar.
No, so can you give me some examples of this?
Oh my God. Well, I mean, that's an everyday occurrence. I mean, I think, you know, early on, you know, that's what got me through, by always just thinking, oh, it'll be fine. It's going to mm-hmm. be better. I'm mm-hmm. going to do better. I'm going to work harder.
And me too.
It's all going to mm-hmm. turn out okay. And really, what's the worst that can happen? You know, like that's what got me through. Mm-hmm. And now I just think optimism is what, you know, keeps me forward thinking. Mm-hmm. And, you know, today was a tough day in politics with China, and that's like
Gosh,
a little
I didn't
bit
even
scary.
See that. What happened?
Tariffs went from 10% to 25% at last night at 12:01. And you know, we make stuff all over the world.
Yes,
so
yes, of course.
It's a huge thing. But, you know, I'm optimistic that we'll figure something out. And you know, I just think every day you have to keep yes. that. I think that also those challenges and trying to always think of the positive side of it is what, again, creates innovation, because mm-hmm. you have to think of a way to make it work and make it better mm-hmm. and fix it.
Yeah. Also today you said, deny, defy, sugarcoat.
Yeah.
Well, I like that. That's another way of saying being an optimist, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It like, might be a little, I don't know, maybe see a shrink about that, but deny, defy, sugarcoat. I don't know if it's the healthiest attitude, but for me it works, mm-hmm. which is, you know, I guess what matters. Yeah, you just, it's same thing, pathological mm-hmm. optimism. And if whatever bad happens, you just have to face it, fess up to it, mm-hmm. figure out what went wrong, learn from it, and mm-hmm. move on.
So you were talking about today being like kind of a disturbing day, but also today your podcast, Ageless, dropped. So what are your thoughts about creating a podcast? Is it for your own expression, or do you see it as a business opportunity?
I mean, I just think however you can tell your story. Tell your story. I mean, for us, Instagram and all of social media is yes. really important.
You do a fantastic job.
Oh, thank
fantastic
you.
Fantastic job.
It's a really, you know, it's really like a lot because it's constant, you know. Mm-hmm. Instagram never sleeps, mm-hmm. really.
But I like the vitality you always put in your garments. So you always show someone like doing something that just makes you like they're in motion. You know, the viewer wants to be that person.
We try to incorporate a lot of travel and adventure mm-hmm. and amazing women doing amazing mm-hmm. things. And I just think however you can tell your story, whether it's video, books, mm-hmm. podcasts, mm-hmm. Instagram, things on our e-com
yeah.
site, and, you know, every store and having experiences in the store. And it's just like constant engagement. Mm-hmm. And however you like to engage or find your inspiration or your engagement, hopefully mm-hmm. we are trying to mm-hmm. put something out there for you.
Well, what do you think particularly about podcasting that appeals to you?
I mean, I actually hate that I have a nasal.
Everybody like I have, does.
No, you don't have a nasal.
You listen to yourself, no, you sound you terrible. That's not me.
You have a beautiful sing-song voice. Mine is like nasal from the Midwest. I don't know. I think the idea of agelessness is something that I wanted to get out there into mm-hmm. the world because I watched my grandmother, my mom, and now having two daughters, like I find the concept that age is meaningless. I find that concept like really interesting. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to talk to other people about it. Mm-hmm. And I try to think of like, you know, what was your perfect age in life? Or when mm-hmm. you think about yourself, what age do you think, you know, you are? And it's like, people might say, my daughter who's 19, she says she's like a 70-year-old woman. Mm-hmm. And then she tells me I'm like a 13-year-old, you know? So it's just like, I don't know. I just think age is a interesting topic to mm-hmm. explore. And we talk about fitness and travel and adventure and business and mm-hmm. Fashion and, you know, whatever else.
Sounds wonderful. I
That's
can't
just
wait
a
to
fun
listen to it.
Thing.
I think in Atlanta traffic, people love podcasts.
Well, that's the whole thing. When you're at the gym,
yes.
on your way to work, even while you're working, if you can pull it off, mm-hmm. And you know, it's just you're cooking dinner. It's just like it's a new phenomenon,
mm-hmm.
and I love it. Mm-hmm. I was on The Cut, New York Magazine, The Cut, mm-hmm. yesterday, it launched yesterday, and it was so. I just thought I was so happy about like just putting the story out mm-hmm. there and Stella Bugby was amazing mm-hmm. as the interviewer. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's like how you learn things now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I listen to a lot of news. I listen to a lot of like fitness cooking. But in the mornings I listen to stand-up comedy and I love it.
Good tip.
Yeah, listen to stand-up comedy.
So what is your fitness? What do you go to? What's your go-to for fitness? Because you look amazing. So,
oh.
you know, other than surfing.
Yeah, I just try to I try to incorporate a lot into my day. I ride a city bike everywhere. Mm-hmm. I do all kinds of fitness classes, and I have a little gym in my house, mm-hmm. and I swim, and basically I'll do anything. Okay. I just I don't like to get into a routine of like, mm-hmm. okay, 100 sit-ups, 100 push-ups. Like, I just like to do different mm-hmm. things. I soul cycle, mm-hmm. SLT. I just did Roomba. No, oh, Rumble. Yeah. Rumble.
Rumble. Okay, what is Rumble? See, Roomba, this is something I don't else, know.
Right? Isn't, no, that's a vacuum cleaner. Oh, my God. That is so embarrassing. No, I meant I vacuumed my house yesterday. No, Rumble.
What is this?
Wait, now I'm having the inspiration that there should be some cleaning fitness thing.
Yes, that, yes.
Where you can't, okay. Rumble, it's boxing.
Boxing, okay.
Boxing class. We did it as a team builder
yeah.
in our company, and a whole bunch of people went, and well, we didn't fight each other, but you punch and work out.
To look into
it
that.
Was fun. So we do crazy things like that.
Author, adventurer, entrepreneur, and now SCAD Etoile Award winner.
Oh,
what's,
my God.
What's next? What's next for you?
So I mean, I this hear is you're... a highlight.
Thank you.
Major
Thank
highlight.
You. Thank you.
I'm so, I've heard about this award.
Yes.
Literally, like, read about it in Women's Wear and different places. And it's the history of SCAD and 40 years mm-hmm. and what you've accomplished. It's amazing.
Thank you.
It's amazing. And I feel like there's no stopping you.
Thank you.
I feel like I want to interview you and ask you what's next, because 4 campuses, 15,000 students. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in the campus in China.
Mm-hmm. Hong Kong.
In Hong
yes.
Kong.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's really mm-hmm. exciting. Mm-hmm. What cost?
Yes, it's all beautiful. Every campus is different, but yet it's SCAD. So when students are in Hong Kong, they say, you know, when I'm inside, it's SCAD. I walk outside, then it's Hong Kong. So that's yeah. the beauty of it. You know, that students can study at all of the campuses.
Do students start here and then transfer there for a year
or just
and then
for
come
one
back?
Term. They can yeah. go for one term. So they could go for winter. They could go for spring. They could go just for summer. Or they could spend their entire, you know, college career at any one of these. Not La Coste, but they could spend their entire college. There are, in La Coste right now, there are students whose home campus is Hong Kong, some whose home campus is Savannah, some Atlanta. And then we have 3 e-learners. So we have e-learners all over the world, too. In Dubai, in California.
Oh,
so,
amazing.
So their first on-ground experience is actually in, for these 3, in La Coste right now. So,
wow.
You know, it's just all about choices.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like the flexibility.
And fluidity.
The fluidity that you've exhibited in your brand and in your business. I mean, it's something that I definitely see that students want and desire. They want to make their choices. They want to have options. They realize the world is, you know, someplace that can you can work everywhere and anywhere.
Yeah.
And so they're very interested in all of that. There's, students today, you know, they really want to change the world
yeah.
for the better. And so, you know, that optimism that you're expressing, too, that's something that I see very much at SCAD.
Well, I also think, too, once you have a platform, it's your duty to be able to help other people mm-hmm. tell their stories mm-hmm. and I work with Everytown and Moms Demand Action mm-hmm. for gun reform. I work very hard to bring awareness to gun reform. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's like any charitable cause and any groups that you can support and donations to make, whether, you know, it's clothing or, you know, whatever you can do, I think mm-hmm. it's mm-hmm. at a certain point when you can give back, you must give
you
back.
Must, you must, yes, absolutely. Yeah, nothing like
and
it.
And you do that
Thank you.
Every day.
Thank you. So I have a fashion question just to end up. I know I'll get to see you tonight. I can't wait to see you tonight.
I'm excited.
But, you know, so I love this long dress. Is do you think that that's an, like a really in thing that people are wearing long dresses?
Lots of long.
Yeah, I love it. It's so romantic.
Well, I think it's interesting because, you know, if you want to call it a trend, although I kind of don't believe in trends, but I do think there's a lot of long dresses because they photograph so well.
And for social,
I feel like crossing a street with your skirt blowing is really like makes a beautiful photograph.
Beautiful.
And so I don't know. I think about things like that. And
so where do you think it should be hemmed to? So where do you advise that it be hemmed to?
I mean, wherever you like it. Mm-hmm. I like it long,
yeah.
But I wear giant shoes.
Oh,
so.
You do? Wow, look at those.
I take these off.
We'll take every inch.
No rules.
Okay, all right.
Cut it off. I like super short. I like mid-cap. I like long. Mm-hmm. I've been wearing a lot of jumpsuits lately.
I love jumpsuits.
I know, me too.
Yeah.
We have one that's coming in like next week.
Okay. I'll be looking. Well, I love everything you do, Cynthia.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm just so happy that you're so impressed at SCAD.
I'm so impressed with SCAD and everything that you guys do.
Thank you.
And the commitment to creativity and your what you've done as a strong, powerful woman is incredible.
Well, we have to stick together.
Yes.
Now, I'm so glad you brought Kit and Gigi too.
I just wanted them to be able to experience, you know, the school.
Absolutely. And your life. I mean, it's they're part of your life, and this is all part of your life.
They were excited about coming to Atlanta and seeing the show. They've heard all my stories before, being here and being able to see everything that's going on here is exciting.
Glad to meet them too. Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed hearing from Cynthia Rowley. Be sure to tune in and subscribe to Cynthia and Kit Rowley's podcast, Ageless. And for those of you in the Atlanta area, on January 24th through the 25th, SCAD Film is hosting a podcasting weekend. This exciting event will feature panel conversations, workshops, and listening parties led by top hosts, producers, and marketing professionals. For more information, please visit scad.edu/scadfilm and click on events. I hope to see you there. This has been On Creativity, a series of SCADcast. SCADcast is executive produced by SCAD president and founder Paula Wallace, with original music by SCAD alumnus George Lovett. SCADcast is the official podcast of the Savannah College of Art and Design, with locations in Atlanta and Savannah, Georgia, Lacoste, France, Hong Kong, and online via SCAD e-learning. SCAD is the preeminent source of knowledge in the arts, design, and creative entrepreneurialism. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to subscribe, and we'll see you next time.